Welcome back to Lost River Sessions Live from the Capital Arts Center in downtown Bowling Green. We'd like to thank Mike Simpson, Farmers National Bank of Bowling Green and Scottsville, the Bowling Green Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Glasgow EPB, Warren County Public Library, and Caitlin and Zach Simpson. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Capital Arts Center in downtown Bowling Green, the Hog Slop String Band.
You left behind. Well, it's been a long time since you left me behind. Haven't learned how to be strong. But a steady hand takes liquor and wine. That's the only way to get along. Now, well, it's been a long time since you left me behind. Had to learn how to be strong. But a steady hand takes liquor and wine. That's the only way to get along.
Come on,
man. I'm drinking every night here without you. Drying my tears at the bar. Empty chairs got about you were hot behind a whiskey jar. Well, it's been a long time since you left me behind. Had to learn how to be strong. But a steady hand takes liquor and wine. That's the only way to get along.
Oh! y'all clap like a bunch of Baptists. Woo! We gotta get two things straight before we go any further. Anybody else out of breath? I heard that y'all like to do it up here in Bowling Green now. What are y'all, most of y'all visiting? I said, is this Bowling Green? There they are.
Yes, sir.
And second,
what's that, Pickle?
And more importantly, I feel so good tonight.
How good?
I feel so good tonight. Hey! Is it okay with y'all if we get a little bit crazy tonight? Thank y'all so much. Wow, what a great time we're having here in Bowling Green, right? Folks, as they mentioned, we are the Hawks Up String Band from right down the road in Nashville, Tennessee. Proud to be up here in Bowling Green. It's our first time playing the Capitol Theater.
That's right.
I want to thank Lost River Sessions, Darius, for having us, and everybody involved. I know there's lots of volunteers and people who work really hard on this project. From NPR and PBS and, of course, WKU. So,
that's right.
It's our pleasure to be here, folks. Hope you guys like old-time string band type music. And we came here to have a good time. And
I hope you know what you came in here for, because it's only getting weirder from here, folks. I'm pretty sure the Lost Session boys didn't quite figure out what they were getting themselves into when they asked us to come do this either.
I think they knew.
We are just about the most criminal band in all of Nashville. But we only say that when we're up in Kentucky.
That's right.
There's a little song we're going to play for you here called Nobody's Business, because it ain't nobody's business what we do. Here we go, boys.
Get drunk and gamble. Nobody's business if I do. It's nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Do what I want to. I'm here to tell you. Nobody's business if I do.
Make me frisky. Nobody's business if it do. She asked me to chop her wood, so I left her neighborhood. Nobody's business if I do.
Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Do what I want to. I'm here to tell you. Nobody's business if I do.
If I do,
you got stole.
Well, I stole a Cadillac, drove off and never came back. Nobody's business if I do.
Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business if I do. Do what I want to, I'm here to
y'all so much. I tell you what, thank you so much, y'all, for making us feel so at home so early on in the show. You really are the most beautiful bunch of silhouettes I've seen all day. We can't see it all out there. Y'all doing all right? All right. Well, let's see if you keep that going then. We're going to play a little song here. A few of our songs are about certain topics, many of which are about drinking and drugs. This is an old-timey tune called Sugar in the Gourd. That's right. Let's do it, boys.
Get the sugar out of the shake, go to bow. Sugar in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd. Wrapped down his neck.
Sugar in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd.
Good Lord, that fiddle's on fire.
Get the sugar out of the shake, go to bow.
Sugar in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd.
Somewhere. How about a hand for that Kevin Martin on that old-time fiddle there, y'all? All the way from Atlanta, Georgia. That's right.
Oh, man, that's good stuff, Kevin.
Well, y'all, I'm going to sing you a tune here now about one of our favorite things in the whole wide world. Little thing called moonshine. Woo. That's right. I'm sure there's some pretty good moonshine here in Kentucky. I think I've purchased and partaken in some real nice moonshine up here. And we make a little ourselves, so we're going to sing you a song honest from the heart about making moonshine. We got one alcoholic out there.
Right. Couple on stage.
Oh. Here we go, boys. And one, two, one. On Saturday night, you make some moonshine. Yeah, you make some moonshine. If you're living in the country, you get a little grain, add a little water, and you mix it up and wait, you make a moonshine. Oh, you make a moonshine.
Revenue officer sneaking around. You hide it all away, or you're gonna go down. Pull it out tomorrow, it'll be alright. We're gonna have a party, it's a Saturday. I'll make the moonshine. I'll make the moonshine.
I'll take it now.
moonshine. You wait about a week, I'm making moonshine. Oh, I'm making moonshine.
That's right.
I'm gonna sell my liquor and make a little cash. Buy some more corn and I'll make another mash. Making moonshine. Oh, I'm making moonshine. Revenue officer sneaking around. So fast, cross the county line. We don't need no fancy beer or uptown fancy wine. Oh yeah, we're drinking moonshine. We're drinking moonshine. We're drinking moonshine. We're drinking moonshine.
Two more hours left.
How many of y'all folks ever heard of the Hog Slop String Band before?
Oh, and they came anyway.
That's unbelievable in the true sense of the word. Well, if you know us, we're an old-time string band for the most part. Whatever that means these days, who knows? But we started out just as buddies. We're not really buddies anymore.
No. This is all an act.
Just kidding. We're actually real close friends. We've been playing music together for a long time, but really just tried to start making this happen a few years ago. But we started out in people's backyards being a square dance band. How many people square dance in here?
Oh, it's all the alcoholics.
And we quickly accumulated massive amounts of debt together, and here we are.
No, this is old-time string music now. We're three of us boys are from Georgia. And
no reaction.
Okay,
okay.
All right. Oh, that sounds like Georgia to me.
Yeah, three of us are from Georgia. One of us can read. That's right.
You pick.
You can guess who. But down there in Georgia where I grew up, we played this kind of music after hard work, you know, all week long. Everybody get together, sit down, drink some moonshine, figure out some barn somewhere we could hop inside and
Mom?
Dance and play some music. So we started out as an old dance band. And now all of a sudden we're not dancing as much, we wiggle a little more and play to a bunch of people sitting down in the theater. But every once in a while we also like to play a little bit of what they call rock and roll music.
Oh man, buckle up!
So we're gonna play a little rock and roll song here. A fellow named Chuck Berry wrote this next tune. Play a little hillbilly version of a Chuck Berry tune for you.
a shot of rhythm and blues. Yeah, the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues.
Shot, 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 shot.
Roll over Beethoven and town chime comes to the news.
Blacked out for a couple minutes. What happened?
I'm pretty sure we're on NPR.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure your medicine just kicked in.
Pickle. Yeah. Oh, it did.
Well, I apologize, folks. Pickle doesn't normally get a microphone. I don't know. He must have paid the sound man this evening.
I gave him $20. They gave me a microphone. That easy. Yeah. Hey, Mom.
But I do got to tell you one wonderful thing is that his probation officer let him come out. He's just wearing his bracelet on his ankle this evening. So.
It's Bluetooth.
Let him come out of state all the way to Kentucky.
Oh, that Bluetooth joke kills every time.
I told you, folks, it's only getting weirder from here. If you didn't sneak in some kind of substance or alcohol, it ain't gonna make much sense.
We can always sit up here and make jokes about NPR and Brexit and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody cares.
Well, you know. We'll see what happens later in the set here. Like I said, only one of us reads, but most of us do listen to NPR.
So we only have 3 more minutes till our fundraising drive is over. We're just looking for 3 more callers to call in a subscription.
He's a yearly subscriber.
Or donate monthly.
Folks, whether you would like to pledge $1 a month or up to $20 a month, you can qualify to receive this NPR mug.
Every little bit counts.
You can never have too many tote bags.
And with a donation of $100 or more, get some socks.
All jokes aside, folks, y'all should be supporting your local NPR affiliate.
You absolutely should.
I just want to say, I started giving this year to 90.3 WPLN in Nashville. Hey, I can talk all kinds of crap about NPR, man. I give.
We didn't tell the NPR folks Pickle's going to get a microphone either.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, Barb.
Well, folks, next song we're going to do for you here, speaking of donations, this tune's called Fortune. And in this band, we've had the opportunity. We've been very lucky, and sometimes we've made lots of money, and been very unlucky that we've lost it all in the same night. That's right.
Oh, that casino.
We've only had one time in the last 2 years that we took all of our earnings from a show. Typically, we find the nearest casino and put it all on black. And we've only had one time last year that it actually worked out for us. Yeah, that's okay.
You can
clap. I mean, it's nice to double your money in a second there.
Okay. Any gamblers with an addiction problem out there?
All right.
Okay. Oh, Mom, I told you to hush.
I think it's just us and Ani Cornish, I think. Okay. Fortune, here we go.
Fortune, I'd lost it one night when I got drunk.
Good Lord.
Fortune, I had it. Fortune, I'd lost it. Fortune, I'd lost it one night when I got stoned.
lost it. Fortune, I've lost it when I got drunk.
That's awful sweet of you.
All right. Folks, we're going to play an old, old-timey disaster number.
Oh, I like those.
Old disaster ballad that our banjo player over here, Daniel Binkley on the five-string banjo. Give him a hand, would you, folks? He wrote this song about a flood that I know y'all experienced up here in 2010, too, in Bowling Green area, Southern Kentucky. And we got lots of rain then, and Nashville had it pretty terrible and lots of damage, and... Anyways, folks, without further ado, this is a song Daniel wrote called The Storm of the Century about that very flood that we had in 2010.
That's right. Nothing like a good disaster song to lift your spirits on a Friday.
And, folks, I'll just go ahead and say it for him because he won't say it himself. He happens to be the National Clawhammer Banjo Champion, too. So.
Oh, man. He just keeps getting better.
Well, the weather called for rain, but we kept on raising cane, drinking whiskey late at night and getting rowdy. Well, we came home from the show, but little did we know he was about to see the biggest storm in a century.
Oh, the storm came across the state. It came early, it stayed late. The rain came down, didn't stop for ages. What a fateful day when the music ceased to play. The night the Nashville shut down all the stages.
Sheets, people running in the streets, with some climb high and some did take a swimming. The sky was always gray, grandma, grandpa turned to say, I ain't seen the likes of this since I've been living. And to come and jump the banks, people filling up their tanks just to get the hell out of Dodge and keep on driving. But a many men so brave put on the raincoats and they stayed, and they went out looking for the one surviving.
Well, storm came across the bay, it came early, it stayed late. Rain came down, didn't stop for ages. What a faithful day when the music ceased to play. The night the Nashville shut down all the stages.
Out in that great floodplain, man, a building did get claimed. And a school of fish swam in the Grand Old Opry. Paddle across the stage, raising silent fists of rage, and the radio went silent across the country.
Well, storm came across the bay, it came early, it stayed late. Rain came down, didn't stop for ages. What a fateful day when the music ceased to play. The night Nashville shut down all the stages.
Let's hear that band.
Coming gone, and that water has moved on, and the music still is playing down on Broadway. Well, Nashville did prevail, but we'll not forget the tale of the greatest storm we ever saw in history.
Oh, the storm came across the bay, it came early, it stayed late. Rain came down, didn't stop for ages. What a faithful day when the music ceased to play. The night Nashville shut down all the stages.
Shut down all stages. Folks, we're going to play a special song here. We're going to let you hear another tune from Daniel Binkley, if that's all right. We were just in the studio. We just made us a brand new record. Our first official self-titled record, that's right, folks. Thank you for all the excitement. I'll take your silence as I gotta tell you, folks, it doesn't matter if we're outside or we're inside or we're in a theater or we're in a parking lot. When you're that quiet, you just make us all think that either our zipper's down or that some of us have something in our teeth.
Or the police are standing behind.
Or the police are somewhere close by. That's right. I said we just finished making a brand new record.
No.
Which is going to be coming out in July. And we got some singles coming out pretty soon here. And this is one of the songs off that new record. We've played you a couple already. That's right. Pickle's also single.
Well,
after his third wife, anyway. 2 seconds here, boys. This is one of my favorite songs. Binkley, Daniel Binkley over there is a beautiful songwriter. He's got himself a great voice. And we're going to play this one down for you real quick here. A little tune called Cemetery Wine. It's the last track on our new record that'll be out soon.
Cemetery wine out here where everything is quiet. I can sit and soothe my mind. My forehead weighs a ton, my hand heavy on my gun. I've walked down every street in this old town just thinking of what I've done. Space or like the walls of our old country home, now gone and laid to waste. My mind's running wild. How are you? How's our child? I can't remember when the last time was I saw her pretty smile. Up till 2 or 3, there ain't nothing on TV each day. There's more and more of you inside, and less of me. I've been drinking every day ever since you went away. You know that everything's so different now, but some things never change.
Atkinson seals my mind. My forehead weighs a ton. My head's heavy on my gun. I walk down every street in this old town just thinking of what I've done.
Daniel Binkley there, y'all. Boy, that was a pretty one, isn't it? Y'all still with us out there or what now? Come on. We're going to play you two songs here. One of which is an old-time traditional tune. And every once in a while we do this, we'll take an old-time tune and we'll write some more lyrics to it. One of my favorite old-time tunes, a tune called Go Back Home. I'm going to play you that one. And then that one's on the new record too, y'all. And I also spent, up until about a year and a half ago, I spent about 3 years on the road with a band called the Allman Brothers. You ever heard of them? That's right. They're another Georgia band. And about a year and a half ago, we lost Brother Greg Allman. And he passed away at the ripe old age of 69. And he was a big, big mentor for me. He taught me a lot about the blues. And sometimes when you got a buddy that you care a lot about who ends up leaving the planet, sometimes the best way to feel close to them is to play them a song. So we're going to do that for you here tonight.
Lay down with his wife, the husband
Well, thank you all so much for coming out on a... is it still raining outside? Is that why we got so many people in here? I know you guys are enjoying yourselves, and how about another hand for everybody who helps put this thing on, y'all? How about a special hand for our guys running sound back here and up in the back?
And how about a hand for the band before us, too, guys? Come on.
All right. That's some good stuff.
Real nice.
That's Kentucky music.
Well, I don't know how to introduce the next song, really.
I don't know.
This is a more criminal song. I'll just leave it at that. Honestly, though, folks, I got to tell you, the kind of music we play, it's not really the mainstream. We don't really do the Taylor Swift and all that garbage. And
I love Tay-Tay.
Of course you do, Pickle. No, but this is an old style of music that's been around a long time, and we're some of the younger fellas trying to keep this tradition going, and I got to tell you, it really means a lot. There's still folks that want to hear this kind of music. There's still folks that want to come out and support this kind of music, and we really are wanting to carry on that tradition. So I mean it from the bottom of my heart when I say thank you for making us feel so at home. This is our first time here in the Capitol Theater and up in Bowling Green.
It's been 20 years since I first played in Bowling Green down at the Student Center at WKU, and I was 13 years old. Oh, I've come a long way, Mom.
It's the last time Pickle was sober, too.
Oh,
ma'am. What was that? What'd you say, sweetie? She might be having a heart attack out there.
That's what most of my girlfriends sound like. They just scream all day.
We got fans of country and western out there, you know.
That's right, both styles of music. There's a little song we wrote, a little tune called High Hopes, that's right. Yeah. Old time, high hopes and hopes are getting high. A one, a two, a one. She always told me to take the high road in life. It wasn't what she wanted, but I still took her advice. I never did too good at school. I made an honest pay. But when I became a pusher, I found my own highway. That's right, I got high hopes and hopes of getting high. I got high hopes and hopes of getting high. All right. Well, I sold my goods around in every town, from Bristol to San Antonio, and up in Portland, Oregon, Flagstaff, Arizona, from Detroit to Denver. If you can't find a good old time, just pick up the telephone. That's right. I got high, high hopes, hopes of getting high. Barrels full of whiskey, bottles full of wine. I got the uppers down.
whiskey, bottles full of wine. I got the uppers, downers, papers, powders, roll one up real tight. I got high hopes and hopes of getting high. I got high hopes and hopes of getting high.
Got a few more songs for you. Is that all right? All right. Well, I told you all the criminal things. Don't think too badly of us. We're still good men, except for Pickle. He's just a terrible human. Don't tell him I said that.
What?
But this next song we're going to play for you, Mr. Kevin Martin here wrote. And that's right. You can give him a hand, Kevin Martin from Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, he... Kevin's written a... Kevin's a great songwriter. He's a decent kisser.
Decent,
really?
That's what I heard. That's just what I heard from Pickle. Now, this song that he wrote, he's written quite a few songs. They're all wonderful tunes, but this one happens to be about the first time Kevin was ever arrested. That's right, y'all.
Autobiographical.
At the ripe old age of, what were you, 14 years old?
I'm afraid to say.
What was it, Kevin? Go ahead, tell them.
It was 12 years old, folks. And I wish it was a joke. We make a lot of jokes on this stage, and this ain't one of them.
That's right. Kevin Martin, he was...
My mother wishes it was a joke.
Yeah.
He was arrested for stealing a car, folks. That's right. At the age of 12.
And down there... I was borrowing it.
Yeah, borrowed, stole, it's all the same. But because he's a youngin'... They didn't lock him up. They just gave him something called community service, which was going down to the Chattahoochee River and picking up all the beer cans, which wasn't that big a deal because about 90% of them were his anyway. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
As a 12-year-old, he had his first experience in real recycling, a very progressive experience for him.
That's the Green New Deal.
That's an NPR topic right there, yeah.
That's right.
That's a topic that NPR audience cares about and that you should care about, by God.
The environment clean and pick up all your beer cans. And here's a little tune called The Chattahoochee Fool. Mr. Kevin Martin's gonna sing you now. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Well, they sent me down to the riverbank with a neon vest on my back, picking up 12-ounce cans and throwing them down in a sack. There's a guard not far up the bank watching every single move I make, with a hound dog itching for a fugitive he can't track. Well, it all started Saturday night on the Chattahoochee. Was a river party night, we were camping out on the ground. And we all tried to scatter when the police lights started flashing. But when they got to the bank, I was the only fool still around. Then they carried me over to the jail. They locked me up in a cell. My friends tried to get me out, but none would go my bail. And my cellmate asked me, son, how could you be the only one? He said it ain't the kind of crime a real Georgia boy never done. Well, it all started Saturday night on the Chattahoochee. It was a river party night, we were camping out on the ground. And we all tried to scatter when the police lights started flashing. But when they got to the bank, I was the only fool still around. Oh.
Chattahoochee. It was a river party night. We were camping out on the ground, and we all tried to scatter when the police lights started flashing. But when they got to the bank, I was the only fool still around. When they got to the bank, I was the only fool still around.
What are we doing after this?
You're going back to prison, son.
Oh, okay.
Now, y'all, I will say this. Somewhere out there in the dark abyss or in the other room somewhere in the lobby out there, I think we did bring some CDs and T-shirts and different things. We'd love to take something, love for you to take something home with you. Say that again, sweetie. You already bought them. Well, who'd you give the money to? We ain't been out there.
I want to talk to my lawyer.
No, but I will tell you this, folks. There's some good music out there if you want to take it home. It also does a great job if you need a small mirror at the house. You can just pull that CD out and flip it on the other side. You can see yourself real well.
Duck lips.
And for those of you in the audience that really, really hate what you're hearing this evening, that's too bad, but you can still buy a record, just mail it to somebody you hate. It'll work out for all of us now. All jokes aside, we aren't a typical band where we're just caring about making fans and putting you on social media. We actually like making friends. So after the show's over, we will be out there. We'd love to just shake and howdy. We don't have many friends here in Bowling Green. We'd love to meet more people. So just come say hello to us either way.
I don't have many friends in general, so.
That's very true. I'm gonna play a little tune called Girl on the Billboard here.
Anybody else have anything to say?
All right.
Okay, if you could just stick up your hand so someone could recognize you and take you home. Man! I don't know what.
I told you, folks, he doesn't normally get the microphone.
Woo! 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 Man, get her done!
Here's a song about advertising. There's no advertisements on NPR, really.
Well, who is the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy, hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. A double-clutching weasel like me could hardly ever get a girl to look at him that way. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Wow, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
another girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmies while I woke up the artist that painted that display. Of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the hell on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Having a huddle real quick.
We got about two more for you folks. Is that all right? We got a song we're going to play for you here. This one's not our own, but one of my favorite bands in the whole world is a band called The Band. Anybody ever heard of The Band? Not too long ago, we started playing one of their tunes, and if it's all right with y'all, we might play it here this evening.
Well, you don't have a choice, I'll tell you that.
Way to put it lightly, Pickle. Have y'all had a good time with us here this evening? I really hope you have.
Oh, I had a great time.
I know you did, buddy. Yeah. Too much going on up here. All right.
Everybody have a good day. Y'all good? Oh, it's Friday. Time to get thinking about the weekend. Hit some garage sales. You know.
I hope they'll cut this part out of the NPR broadcast, man. Everybody.
I hope they don't cut any of it out. How about that Brexit? All right. Little tune from The Band for you here.
Y'all ready?
One.
It's true. Red Mama Red, what did you do? I crawled up on a railroad track, a 419 is scratching my back. Sag Mama Sag, what's come over you? Red Mama Red, oh, I'm filling up the gig. Gotta cut me loose like an old caboose. Gotta tell I need the dread. You ask
ask about my turtle, I ask about the weather. Well, I can't jump this hurdle, we can't be together. We could be relaxing in my sleeping bed, but all you wanna do with me, mama, is rag, mama, rag. There's nowhere else to go. Rag, mama, rag. I'll go on rising up the bull. Dog eat dog and his cat eat mouse. Rag mama rag all over my house. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mama rag. Mama rag.
One more for you, if that's all right. We're gonna take a. We're gonna have to take a breather after that.
Huh? You'd think we'd be conditioned at this point, folks, but we're still not. I don't care what these other boys say. When you're 235, I'm gonna definitely be the first one to have a heart attack up here. Pickle can jump and do a backflip. Doesn't have a hard time breathing one bit. Because he's full of hot air. Yeah. We're going to play this one last tune. This is something I asked Mr. Kevin Martin here to sing for you this evening. Because when we're in a beautiful place like this, this is the only song I really want to hear. Beautiful old cowboy tune we're going to do for you here.
This is a song a lot of folks have recorded. We've never recorded it. We're not one of them. But maybe someday we will record this song, and I love it.
That's right, folks. It's a song we've had absolutely little to no success with.
Yeah, absolutely zero. But we're going to do it anyway. Called Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie, would like to for you. Two people know the song. It's old cowboy classic right here.
Everybody good? All right, y'all. Hey, thank you all so much for listening to us. I hope you had a great time. And after the show, please come out to the lobby. We'll be out there right after. We'd love to shake and howdy with you and say hello. Thank you all for making us feel so at home. We really do mean that. Thanks.
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Words came low and mournfully from the pallid lips of the youth who lay on his dying bed at the close of day. He'd wasted and pined till o'er his brow death shades came slowly gathering. Now he thought of home and his loved ones nigh as the cowboys gathered to see him. Bury me not on the lone prairie where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free in a narrow grave just 6x3. Oh, bury me not. Matters not, so I've been told, where the body lies when the heart grows cold. Yet grant, oh grant this wish to me. Oh, bury me not there, but we took no heed to his dying prayer. In a narrow grave, just 6x3.
buried him there on the lone prairie. Cowboys now, as they roam the plain, for they mark the spot where his bones were laid. Fling a handful of roses o'er his grave with a prayer to God. Say,
it's Mr. Kevin Martin there singing that cowboy tune. We're the Hawks Live String Band. Thank y'all so much for having us this evening. Hope to see you next time. Come say hey at the merch table. Thank y'all so much. Big love.